Hello.
Hi, Anastasia. It's Sarah. How are you?
Fine, and yourself?
Good, thanks. How's everything going with Miss Gray?
Everything's good.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure she's good. And Mr. McLean is coming out of the hospital, but like I said, they're moving his hours to overnights. I'm assuming you're not able to work overnights, correct?
What's the time?
Well, they're requesting it to be, let me pull up the schedule, from 6 p.m. to 9 a.m., so it's just the same schedule in reverse. And right now,
6 p.m. to 9?
Yeah. And I have somebody who is doing, like, the first 3 hours, Monday to Thursday, and then another caregiver is coming in 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. And then, I have some feelers out for some others. Right now, the only staffing we have confirmed is, like, Monday to Thursday. And then I have Friday to Sunday, all of the shifts are available. So it would be either, you can work either, like, 6 p.m., to 9 p.m., or you can do the overnights, 9 to 9. It's up to you. Do you want to send over the details?
I can do it on the weekend, but I know I'm not going to be able to work overnight because I got my daughter is old enough, but I'm not going to stay home by herself.
I gotcha. All right, man. So I will put you on from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
On Saturday and Sunday, then.
Okay.
Okay?
That's fine.
All right, I appreciate that. Thank you,
all
Anastasia.
Right.
I'll talk to you soon.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
If you don't go back, will I ever be able to go back to him? Like,
well, yeah, it's possible because they are going to be reassessed for more hours. So they're hoping to get 24-hour care approved, and then that will open up the more shifts during the day.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Thank you.
Right.
So
I'll do the
Saturday and Sunday 6 to 9.
All right. Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. You're welcome, baby. Bye-bye.